Reporting for KCCU News, I'm Mitch Watson. The city of Lawton recently entered Stage 2 water restrictions after a long period of drought caused the average of the city's water reservoirs to drop below 60% capacity. Granted, drought is common to this portion of the country. Even as the area was first surveyed in the 1800s, explorer Zebulon Pike claimed that these lands will someday be equally celebrated as the sands of the Sahara Desert. But lately, the drought is bringing strong concerns. The Oklahoma Climatological Survey reports the southwest corner of Oklahoma is nearly 10 inches below average rainfall in the past year, the 11th driest year since 1921. Near Altus, Quartz Mountain Nature Park Director Glenn Kirk says the levels at Lake Altus Lugert are very low.
Right now we're about 16.5%.
I'm sorry, what was that?
About 16.5% of capacity due to the extreme drought. Normally, through the fall and winter, we get inflow from the river. In the last 2 years, we've had almost negative. This winter, we've had no inflow from the river, and it was very negligible last winter.
He says that during these periods of severe drought, the number of park visitors is affected most.
Many people become worried about using the water to recreate. Low water level does cause people to show some concern because of the rocky shorelines along the south and southwest corners. Although the lake is still quite usable from the main boat ramp, we are very low.
Warwick Lake is also experiencing very low levels. Natural resources specialist Luke Pritchard says the lake is breaking new records for low levels every day. Pritchard is one of the few people to find opportunity during the drought.
A drought, it's tough on the recreation season, but all, for us, it's a time that we can do a lot of repairs that normally things are underwater. It's on dry land, like our docks. We've just upgraded all of our docks, put new bumpers on them, and done some things like that.
The receding lake levels have also revealed interesting stories. Recently, Pritchard says he and his team have found interesting objects in the lake.
We were able to do a lot of debris pickup. I mean, we found people's put barrels, and we found two trucks that were dumped into the lake, and one of them was stolen and dumped into the lake. It showed up and in a deep cove, and we've pulled a lot of hot water heaters and barrels.
At Quartz Mountain, foundations of a forgotten town have emerged. Park naturalist Sue Hokinson remembers the town of Lugert.
The town never was extremely large. I think it got up to 400 people. It was founded, as I said, 1901. The big problem they had was in 1912, they had a tornado hit it. The town was devastated by the tornado, and then they rebuilt. Being pioneers, they dusted themselves off. And then the city of Altus came along in 1927 and said, we're looking for a permanent water supply. We would like to dam up the North Fork of the Red River. It's going to flood your town. They bought out the people. So the town was flooded out through the development of Lake Altus Lugert.
Hokinson says anytime the lake drops below 50% capacity, foundations of buildings can be seen near the shore. With water becoming such a concern, Lawton's administration has been forced to react. Lawton follows established protocol when declaring water restrictions. Stage 1 requests voluntary restrictions, but when the average of the levels of Lakes Latonka, Ellsworth, and Warika fall below 60% capacity, Stage 2 restrictions are implemented. Lawton Mayor Fred Fitch says residents are now required to limit outdoor watering to an every other day basis between the hours of midnight and 9 in the morning. Fitch says he's concerned if the drought conditions worsen, it might bring many more problems.
You can't just not water because you could create tremendous expense for homeowners, business owners, if they get some cracking or shifting of the soil. So they're working on that right now, and we hope to have an update at next week's council meeting and then act on it in the first council meeting in January.
But for now, Fitch says residents need to adhere to the restrictions. He says he's not happy about the restrictions either.
I don't like it any better than anybody else. I've spent a lot of money landscaping my home, and I want to keep it, and I want it beautiful. So I stand to lose just like everybody else.
Lawton's Assistant Director of Public Works, Afsana Jabbar, says the water restrictions aren't making too much of a difference in water consumption at this time.
Actually, we haven't seen that much of effect on the water supply yet, because during this time of the year, people do not use that much water for irrigation.
However, during the summer, Jabbar says water consumption nearly doubles as residents struggle to maintain their lawns, and that restrictions would certainly reduce consumption. Aside from reducing water use, officials say there isn't much to do to counter the drought. The last average of Lawton's reservoirs indicated that lakes were at 54% capacity. If the levels drop below an average of 50%, the city will be forced to implement Stage 3 water restrictions, prohibiting all outdoor watering. Reporting for KCCU News, Amit Watson.